855-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. I'm going to start things out here with a special guest. Her name is Catherine Bleich. She's been on the show with us once in the past. You were on with us live at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Were you not, Catherine?
Yes, I was.
And you were on talking to us about the Ladies of Liberty Alliance at that time, which has gone from being just a good idea to a reality, which I think is wonderful. And it has also come into reality by presenting the world with the very first ever Ladies of Liberty Alliance calendar. And you are one of the calendar girls.
Yes, indeed, I am. It's very exciting watching this organization start to grow and flourish. We've got a very strong core team of about 20 women who have all stepped up to take on different roles, and the plans are beginning to develop for different programs that the ladies will be putting on to try and lift up and empower women to be leaders within our movement.
I think that's excellent, and I want to come back and talk more about it, because the reason I invited you on the show tonight wasn't just to talk about the calendars, because you got arrested, I think it was yesterday or very recently. And so one of the things about the Ladies of Liberty Alliance calendar is the dozen plus ladies, I think it's what, 16 months or something like that? The several ladies that you have on there are also activists at the same time as being, you know, very beautiful. So I wanted to talk about your activism and what it was that led you to being arrested and thrown in a jail cell. Can we start there and then get back to the calendar a little later?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'll tell you, it's kind of ironic that all of this went down yesterday. We had the Midwest Liberty Fest last weekend, and I was really worn out, and I just wanted a couple days with no politics. So I had no cell phone on me, no camera on me. You know, I'm always armed with my camera, always, always, always. And I went to court with my boyfriend, Josh, who the videotape of his arrest went viral previously, because when he was arrested, I was pulled out of the truck, and the police officer, she pulled the camera out of my hand, and I snatched it back, and it was all on tape. But you can find that at qik.com/Catherine Bleich. So I went to his court date with him today. It was all over expired tags. Hmm. And we were standing in line yesterday, and there were a lot of people outside. It was really cold. You know, it's October in Missouri. It was kind of like a sleety rain. There was wind. There was a woman with an infant in her arms in front of me that had tears running down its cheeks just from the cold wind. Oh. And I was getting kind of mad. And an officer came out and started ordering people to line up against the wall. And I had made a comment to a girl that was standing next to me, a girl I did not know, who we're actually trying to meet up with right now to talk strategy. And I said, get in line, show us your papers, and take your money. Welcome to the new America. And the officer heard me say that, and he walked up and approached us and was very upset. And he told the girl that I was standing next to that he said, you know, I know who you're here with, and I've got something coming for you. And she's like, what, are you threatening me? Yeah, so he walked back inside, came out, he came to me and said, you have 2 minutes to leave or I'm going to arrest you. And I said, you'll arrest me on what charges? He said, I'll make them up.
Of course he will.
There are about 30 people standing out there.
Wow.
And I wrote down on a piece of paper that he had just said that. And I told everyone, if I really get arrested, I need you to sign this, that you witnessed it. And we did get 10 people to sign it. He did come out and arrest me. He slammed me up against the railing. I used an incredible amount of force, even pointed a taser with a laser pointer on the girl that was next to me's chest. And Jeez. She got scared and left. But we stood our ground and until they came out with weapons and force. And
wow.
I went to jail. I was never told what I was charged with. I actually found out after I was released from my boyfriend.
Oh, can I guess? Can I guess? Let's see. A disorderly conduct.
Nope. Guess again.
Mark, you want to take a shot at this? Nick?
Failure to obey an officer.
Failure to comply.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's got to go one of those two categories. It has to.
It's
all it does.
Right, exactly. These are the catch-alls.
This is what they do with people who act like they're free in this country.
Mm-hmm. Right, she acted like she had
exactly.
The freedom of speech. I mean, what you said was entirely appropriate. It was an entirely appropriate essentially boiling down of what the court process is. I've been to enough of these things where it's really just a big meat mill where they just ring the cash register every time some new victim comes up to, you know, talk to the man in the robe, or in many cases they don't even make it to the man in the robe because they plea out in advance by talking to the prosecutor, and it's just, you can just hear the cash register ringing as every single person goes through. It's sick.
It's absolutely sick. And every single girl that was in there with me, there was one girl that was just belligerently drunk, and she was picked up for that. But other than myself and her, every single girl in there was behind bars because they didn't have money to pay property tax on their car.
Really?
And so they couldn't get their car registered, and most of them were arrested on their way to or from work.
Now, wait a minute. You're not exaggerating. How many women, because we know that they tend to separate women and men in prison, but how many women were you in there with?
I was in with about 10.
10, okay. So
it fluctuated throughout the night, but the stable number was about 10.
So you're not exaggerating. I mean, you're saying that 100% of the people there were not harming others.
Not a single, every single person I asked, even the men when they walked in, when I was in the initial holding cell, I asked them all, I said, have you damaged anyone's property or hurt any individual? And every single one said no.
Well.
They were all there. And this community, this Maplewood Police Department, apparently, see, I just moved to this side of the state, so I'm, you know, getting an education myself. But apparently this community is very well known for stopping people to make money off of registering vehicles and things like that. That's what my boyfriend was there for.
So you were arrested. You're put in a jail cell, charged with failure to obey, which, you know, basically means if the police officer says do 25 jumping jacks, apparently you have to do that, or they'll throw you in a prison cell. I mean, they really can just hit you with anything.
Right, they don't want you standing around at their courthouse, which you paid for.
Right, saying things like, you know, speaking out, and you weren't, it doesn't sound like you were being belligerent or that you got in his
loud
face,
yeah,
or anything like
no,
that.
No, I was nowhere near him. I was all the way across the patio from him, and he just didn't like what I said.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was pretty unbelievable to me, and the worst part is that initially, they were not going to charge me with anything. They were just going to hold me for 24 hours. Huh. So people were calling in from all over the country. Allison Gibbs from Lola tried to bail me out, and they said, there is no bond. No bond. She's going to be here for 24 hours. Sorry.
But, right.
And I don't know if enough people called that they finally decided to charge me with something to get me out of there. But I'm sorry. I think $750 bond is quite steep for doing nothing.
Oh, I agree with that.
Using my mouth.
Catherine, basically what they want to do is they want to punish you for having spoken. And so what the cops are doing is they're administering a punishment.
Teach her a lesson.
Right. Well, you know, the idea of jail originally was to hold someone until their trial in order for them, you know, somebody who was going to run away or something like that, is so that they could have a fair trial. They have no intention of doing that, and they're using the jail and the jail system in a way that they should not be doing it, and the people who are doing it should be jailed themselves. They're using it like the common pillory from the town square 300 years ago.
And that was one of the comments the women in prison made. And, of course, we were all called prisoners. So I don't mean to refer to it as prison, but it was jail. But we were all called prisoners, and I kept making comments about that. Like, how can I be a prisoner? I've done nothing wrong. And at that point, they hadn't even charged me with anything. But all of the girls in there were saying how, first of all, their first comment to me, because I didn't keep my mouth shut the entire time. While they were transporting me, I was talking about the First Amendment to the Constitution. I asked them if they had taken an oath. One of them told me that he didn't remember. I was talking about, you know, how there's a revolution brewing. What side are they going to fight on? Right now, they're choosing the side of tyranny. They're, you know, and I just kept talking. They will all forever remember the word oathkeepers.org. That is for sure. I said it over and over and over. But one of the girls pulled me down to the side, and she said, you know, we didn't know white people felt like this. I said, what do you mean? And she was like, I didn't know white people felt like this. I didn't know this was happening to you guys, too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I explained to her how we're separated between black and white and left and right and Democrat and Republican. And it was an absolutely amazing opportunity. I was able to wake up the people who were there with me that were behind bars.
Good.
And we have some great ideas for how we want to mobilize the community.
Excellent. Good for you.
They were telling me they're just too worn out to stand up. That's what they said.
I want to come back with more. You've got time for another segment, right, Catherine?
Yes, sure.
All right. Hang on. We're going to bring Catherine Bleich back with us. If you've got a question for her, 800-259-9231. Jailed for speaking. Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today. As a small business owner, you know that communication between clients and employees is essential to your company's success. Email is part of your company's DNA, but you didn't get into business to manage email. It's time to evolve with DNAmail.com. Get Microsoft Exchange-hosted email services with free activation and setup, 24/7 support, and 99.99% guaranteed uptime, all starting at $8.95 a month. DNA Mail even supports your BlackBerry and iPhone and offers a free Microsoft SharePoint internet portal to keep everyone connected. Look, you know what it costs to set up an email system. Don't blow your budget on fighting viruses and having an IT specialist on call. Save time and money with DNAmail.com. Every standard or unlimited Exchange mailbox will get a free copy of Microsoft Outlook 2007 or Entourage 2008. Call us at 800-628-3204. That's 800-628-3204. Or visit dnamail.com and join the evolution.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word of the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all kinds of legal documents over there, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs, living wills, living trusts. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's code FTL to save $10 off your order. Order at LegalZoom.com.
All right, we're continuing here with Catherine Bleich. She's with us from the Ladies of Liberty Alliance. And Catherine, do you have a particular role with the Ladies of Liberty Alliance, or are you just a member?
Well, I'm trying to help out right now with the strategic planning process in, kind of setting down a foundation with a direction. That's what I've got my master's in, is nonprofit leadership. So
oh, wow. Okay.
Trying to help get the paperwork and the groundwork done, and I will be the Midwest Regional Outreach Coordinator.
Cool. So what we're talking about, and what I do want to get to a little bit more detail on the Ladies of Liberty Alliance calendar, which we happen to have hanging right here in the Free Talk Live studio, but I did want to talk more about that. But first, to continue, the real reason I'm having you on is because something absolutely outrageous happened to you yesterday, and you were at a courthouse there in Missouri. Where was it? Maplewood?
Maplewood, Missouri. It's sort of a subdivision of St. Louis.
Got it. You were at this courthouse. Some cop came out and barked an order at the people that were standing outside in the cold and told them to line up against the building. I'm sure everybody obediently did that, but you made a quip that I thought was entirely appropriate. Can you relay that one more time? What was the comment?
Yes, I had turned to the girl standing next to me, and I had said, get in line or line up, hand us your papers and give us your money. Welcome to the new America.
Yep, and actually it's been like that in America for a while. But yes, it is certainly not the America that it once was, at least as I understand that it was. And so an entirely appropriate comment. Cop comes out, threatens you, says you better leave or else. And you were just there to accompany your boyfriend or fiance, I'm not sure which it was, but your significant other, to his court date. So you were just there to attend a public court hearing. You made a comment the cop didn't like, and he decided to order you off the premises. You did not leave, and he came back and arrested you for failure to obey an officer. So I recap that appropriately?
Yes, and this was, of course, after he told everyone who was standing there he would make up charges against me. And it took them a good long time to come up with what charges they were going to use against me, too. So, interestingly enough, whether they call it failure to comply or not, they were violating their oath to the Constitution. He is supposed to be there to protect my First Amendment, and he did not. He found a way to put me behind bars for using my voice.
So then you went behind bars, and you were there for about a day's time?
It happened very quick. The grassroots mobilized so fast. I went in, I got arrested about 7:45, and I was out about 1:30 this morning.
Okay.
So it went very quick, but they told everyone they were going to keep me for 24 hours and press no charges. Then they decided to press me with failure to comply and charged $750 bond. Now, something happened in there that I have to tell you guys about.
Please.
That it was the only time I broke down and cried. And for the most part, I stayed really positive. I kept talking constantly. I didn't shut my mouth. I just kept talking about the Constitution, Oath Keepers. Just kept going on and on. And they told me I needed to take my nose ring out. Well, my nose ring, it's semi-permanent. I have a nose ring that's been in for about 3 years. It's a stud, and on the inside of my nose, there's a ball that is bigger than the width of the stud. And it's that way so that my nose sort of heals around the stud, and it can't come out.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me I had to take it out. Now, when that comes out, it rips all of the skin out from the lining of my piercing. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, this is like a 3-year-old piercing that hasn't been touched.
Uh-huh.
And they told me if I did not take it out, even though I told them that it would hurt and that I would bleed and that it would probably get infected, they told me that they would pin me down and cut it out, quote unquote, out. If I did not. And so I had to beg while I was crying to have access to a sink where I could use soap to help get it out. And I did bleed. And, I made the choice to take it out myself. If they were going to force it out of my nose, I didn't want to be tased. I didn't know what cut it out.
You don't want that.
Are they cutting the metal or are they cutting my nose?
They'll do it. Believe me, they'll do it.
Wow, that's scary.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
It was. And that was the only time I freaked out and started crying. But for the most part, I kept a smile on my face. I stayed really positive, and I used it as an opportunity to both learn about the system as well as educate those who were oppressing me and those who were being oppressed right by my side.
So this was your first time behind bars then?
My first time. I have managed, you would not believe how many situations I've got out of being arrested in just because I smile and talk sweetly. And,
sure.
You know, I think the Missouri State Highway Patrol, because, you know, I got thrown out of the governor's office by the Highway Patrol and have been testifying at all the MIAC hearings. And I just think they knew better than to arrest me because they knew who I was. You know, these people, they thought I was just some girl, apparently on the inside, inside the courthouse, they were saying I was there as a protester. And when they figured out that I was Josh's girlfriend and I was just there because there was a legitimate reason to be there,
mm-hmm.
He said the looks on their faces were just terrified because I think they realized they'd made a very big mistake.
So you're not going to just let them get away with this. What are your plans?
We have lots of plans. I'm very excited. Right now, we're actually meeting. I'm sitting in the car, but we're meeting with the girl who had the taser pointed at her chest. And we're looking at several different options. I've been talking to a criminal defense attorney who actually just moved out to New Hampshire for the Free State Project from Missouri. Been talking to him about my defense side. I am working with an attorney I've worked with before who successfully sued the United Parcel Service, where I used to work, about an offensive measure that I can take. We already have Channel 2, the Fox News affiliate. Their investigative reporter is already working on the story. The girls inside jail told me that they could get their community rallied around a certain program. And so we're talking about getting a constitution course to be put on for free for the residents of Maplewood. And we're going to raise money to buy cameras for all the Maplewood residents so they can just take their community back.
Yeah, I noticed that you mentioned earlier that you have a Quick.com account. And we've talked a lot about Quick in the past on this show. They're not a sponsor, but it's an amazing service that is free to anybody that has a smartphone device like an iPod or BlackBerry or several. They've got a whole bunch of different brands of phones that are compatible with it. But basically, it allows the user to stream video and audio essentially at the press of a button on their phone from wherever they are, as long as they have a cell phone signal. I find that the software, at least for me on my BlackBerry, is a little on the buggy side. But nonetheless, when it works, it's great. And I'm sure that in the next several months, it'll just keep getting better. And plus, I hear Ustream is going to be competing with them at some point. I'm not sure when that's going to happen. But, man, that must have been a real bummer for you, standing there and having that all go down and having no way to actually gather evidence of this.
Yes, and I asked everyone there, get out your cell phone cameras, and no one did. They were just scared silent.
Well, that is a big problem that we're dealing with, is the sheepishness and the docility of the American people. Catherine, can we bring you back for more?
Yeah, we maybe do like a half segment.
Okay, you got it. Hang on. We're going to bring you back in a moment. More with Catherine Bleich, and this is Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, under-sink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit PureWaterFreedom.com. PureWaterFreedom.com, the best filtered water in the world.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Friends, this is Big Jim Farmer urging you to go to EJSeed.com and purchase the Big Seed Bank. It contains 35 varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family delicious vegetables for years. These seeds have no GMOs and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, peas, pumpkins, lettuce, and much more. And the best part? You'll receive thousands of seeds that you can save and replant each year for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. In this economy, saving money is always important when it comes to feeding our families. Order now and you will get free shipping. Now that's value. To place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order online today and tell them Big Jim Farmer sent you.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has teamed up with M&S Press to offer you the only complete writings of Lysander Spooner. If you're interested in buying this very rare, very unique set, all you have to, and you already know who Lysander Spooner is and how influential he was in the Liberty Movement, anarchist, philosopher, abolitionist, entrepreneur, and mailman, you can purchase this 2,800 page, 6-volume set bound in library quality hardcover delivered to your door for $335. Just go to spooner.freetalklive.com. That's spooner.freetalklive.com. The buy now link is essentially an email address, and you just have to work it out with the guy that way. Spooner.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue here. Catherine Bleich is very graciously giving us a little bit more time to talk about what happened yesterday. I know you've got somewhere to be. I appreciate you hanging through here because this is just an incredible occurrence. And thankfully, they decided to do this to you instead of the average person who would have just kind of bowed their head and gone along to get along and kept quiet. And they picked on you, and you're not likely to be that way. In fact, you decided to continue speaking out even after they'd arrested you for speaking out. You were outside a courtroom or outside a court building. You said something that a cop didn't like about the process of extracting money from people, which is what the court does, and he arrested you for it. So, Catherine, thank you, first of all, for standing up for what you believe in, and thanks for hanging on Free Talk Live.
Oh, no problem at all. You know, there's one thing I really want to make sure gets mentioned during this call right now is I think we have an excellent strategy for really helping not only patriots who are in trouble, but exposing these problems. I called my mom, Colette, from the hotel, or from the, not hotel, from the jail cell, and I gave her my Twitter username and password. So my mom was live Twittering my experiences to everyone, and they were getting bombarded with phone calls. So when the girls in the cells were so cold and they were calling out, "We're cold," asking for blankets, and the woman came by and said, "I'm too busy to get you blankets," the whole world knew about it in about 5 minutes. So, you know, this is an excellent strategy. It worked really well getting the word out. I'm just really impressed with our movement. I think we're reaching a point where critical mass is inevitable, and our organic, decentralized phone trees of sorts really do get the work done. Yeah. You know, Josh, he sent out a text to about 6 people, and before I even got a hold of my mom and had her in my Twitter, those people had Lola was organized. Lola was trying to bail me out, and they wouldn't let Lola bail me out. So the word got out very quickly, and, you know, I would just like to give a major props to the grassroots for that, because it was absolutely amazing. And,
you know, I have to agree. I've noticed that, not just with your case, but also the Motorhome Diaries guys, as you know, they were arrested a few months back, and word went out over, Twitter and Facebook, and there was Allison Gibbs, again, from Lola, was involved in that, and she gathered together $3,000+ in a matter of hours from various different activists all across the country. So I have to say that you're absolutely right, and I'm pretty impressed that people are able to get active in that way because of the interconnectivity that we all have now. Being in New Hampshire, it's a lot easier for us here because we actually have people within a specific geographic area that can come to the aid of somebody. But I think it's great that that things like that are happening elsewhere across the country, and it's not just an exclusive to New Hampshire thing. I think that's awesome.
Well, I think you all set the example, absolutely, without a doubt. And I feel so blessed to be part of this movement. You know, I did not feel alone for a second through the entire process. I didn't even question the fact that the word was out. I knew it. I could feel it. And it's a really good feeling.
All right. So here's
there are people out there who care.
Two more questions, Catherine. Number one, how can people keep up to date on this besides just, you know, listening to Free Talk Live? Is there a way they can plug in directly? Will the Lola blog be talking about this?
Well, I'm sure the Lola blog will talk about it. In terms of I consolidate all of my activism through my Twitter. So Liberty Restoration Project, Lola, the MIAC fight, everything. If you go to twitter.com/don'ttreadoncat, that's don't tread on cat, no that's, apostrophe.
That's a cat with a C.
Yes, cat okay. with a C.
Okay, so twitter.com.
How do you think you spell cat exactly?
Don't tread on cat. And then also, IamLola.org is the website for the Ladies of Liberty Alliance, which you are involved in as one of the founding members. The calendar is out. We have our copies. They were sent to us because, well, Free Talk Live and FreeKeen.com are both proud sponsors of the Ladies of Liberty Alliance calendar. And when you guys approached me with the sponsorship opportunity, I immediately jumped at it because I thought, wow, you know, this is definitely an organization that I want to be in on the ground floor of helping get started. And now, with this event, Catherine, I mean, it's absolutely beyond the fact that the calendar is great, but this event, I think, proves that you ladies are you're really putting your freedom where your mouths are. You're willing to stand up in the face of these so-called authorities and stand up for what you believe in, even if it means being thrown into a cage. And the sad part about most Americans is that they aren't. You know, most Americans are so frightened to do anything in regards to saying no to the state or speaking up and speaking out and sticking their head above the water. And I hope that there's something that I hope that starts to shift over time, don't you?
I think it is shifting. And I do think, no offense to men, but I think women are going to absolutely tilt the pendulum for this fight that we are fighting. You know, women have a maternal instinct. It is our innate nature to protect our offspring. And right now, future generations are being just destroyed and ravished by this disgusting system. And women, I think, can feel that intuitively in ways that men can't. So you are going to see women standing up and speaking out and throwing a gosh darn fit. And we are throwing a wrench in the system, and we do plan to stop it. And we all have to work together. But I think that Lola really shows that true feminism is not about demanding that men treat women a certain way. It is about demanding that humanity be treated a certain way and standing up and speaking out and taking ownership of our own lives. And that is what you are going to see out of the Lola ladies.
Way to wrap it up. Thank you, Catherine Bleich, for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. Is there anything else you wanted to say after that?
No, just thank you guys, and I love you guys, and keep up the hard work. Hey, we are going to take this country back.
Do me a favor and keep in touch with Free Talk Live as this develops, because there's probably going to be a court trial and all of the other silly nonsense that they usually force you to go through. So will you keep us in the loop?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Catherine. Have a great night. I appreciate your time.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Catherine Bleich from IamLola.org. Get on over there and grab the calendar. It is a very hot item.
You know, I think that what she was saying there about, you know, the women versus men in the freedom movement, and it's, I don't know whether the women are going to lead it or men are going to lead it or whatever. I have no idea, but I think that she's kind of scratched on something there, that if a woman gets involved in the freedom movement, it's more powerful when the system clamps down on her than it is when it clamps down on a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a look at the difference between male homelessness and female homelessness. Society has a different threshold for what kind of suffering they will allow males and females to deal with. And they won't allow females to be incarcerated at the rates that they are. And, you know, she pointed out that society is becoming more acclimated to the idea of women being, you know, thrown in jail for not hurting anyone. She was said 100% of the people that she was in jail, women she was in jail with, hadn't hurt anyone.
Yeah.
And they hadn't stolen anything. So they were all in there, too, except for one for being drunk. The rest of them were in there just basically
traffic
for
violations or automotive registration.
Right, stuff. For their car not being properly registered, which is just simply a money extraction system.
Yeah.
By the government, and it's a way that they can incarcerate people to get the money that they want. So rather than you buying food to take care of your family or something like that, you've got to give us money for that car being on the road.
There was somebody, I was in court today, as one of the activists was being arraigned on a charge of bail jumping for not turning himself in voluntarily when they demanded that he show up at jail. And one of the people that was in there for the arraignment was being charged with a felony charge of being a habitual offender as far as car registration is concerned.
Felony car registration.
Meaning he's looking at 3 to 7 years in prison.
It's incredible.
800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the
the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so enjoy those on us. They include things like the Shrine of Female Listeners. If you enjoy the Shrine of Female Listeners, you definitely should take a look at the Ladies of Liberty Alliance calendar. It's one of the things that we actually sponsored at Free Talk Live, took some of the Free Talk Live AMP dollars, and we bought one of the sponsorships for the Lola calendar, which I think is great. And it's great, too, where they put our ads right on the very last page. So after you've spent a year and a half looking at the liberty-oriented ladies on this calendar, you get to the very last page, and at the very bottom, there's an ad for Free Talk Live that's advertising Free Talk Live Shrine of Female Listeners, because you've already seen a dozen-plus ladies on the calendar. Maybe you want to see more, so we figured we'd advertise the shrine there. And so thanks to all of our Free Talk Live amplifiers for helping make that advertisement possible so we can reach out to the people that are ordering that particular calendar. And if you want to become an amplifier, you can do that at amp.freetalklive.com. It's all of $3 a month. And honestly, sign-ups have slowed a bit. I'll be straight up with you. The Free Talk Live AMP program sign-ups have slowed down, and I think it has something to do with people having a tough time economically. That's what I'm hearing from folks when occasionally we'll get a cancellation, and sometimes
mostly
we'll get an explanation.
We're running even as far as cancellations go. I mean, enough people sign up that people that cancel.
Right. It's about running even. 1 week it might take a slight loss. 1 week might be a slight gain. But overall, we haven't seen any significant gains in a while. So the economy is definitely making it more difficult for people. So if you've got $3 that you can spare, we'd really appreciate the assistance. Think of it like a cup of coffee every single month. I mean, this is something that the price of a cup of coffee at Starbucks, less than that, $3 a month, can get you behind this show in a financial fashion that will help us get the message of freedom out to more people, help us share people like Catherine's stories with more Americans and people around the world who really could use a message of liberty, could really benefit from understanding what freedom is all about. So if you can help us out with that, you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com.
I'm going to tell you about a book that you might just find as the most pivotal book that you've read in your lifetime. It's called Dishonest Money, Financing the Road to Ruin, and it's by Joseph Plummer. And it basically explains the whole Federal Reserve system in a concise, it's a relatively short book. It's only maybe a couple hundred pages, and it's easy to understand. I understood the Federal Reserve system after reading it, which, you know, some of the books on this subject can be very long, very arduous, and you just don't get through them. Whereas Dishonest Money is not. And Midas Resources has it, will sell it to you at a discounted price. Plus, they're going to put a Walking Liberty half dollar in it. So you'll get some silver to start out your savings in, as a hedge against inflation investment in precious metals, all for $21 postage paid to your house.
Sweet.
Dishonest money and a Walking Liberty half dollar. All you have to do is go to gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. It's right there at the bottom of the page. And I
that's a super deal.
Recommend all of it. I set this up to make it clear and easy for people. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, we're going to continue here. Your phone calls about whatever you want. Ed has been waiting patiently in California. You're on the AMP line. Hey, Ed.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm glad I stuck around for Catherine's story. That was really compelling. I had my calendar on order and hopefully should be in the mail.
So, excellent.
What I called about is actually I was very pleased to see the Nobel Prize in Economics awarded Sunday, I guess it was, and was won by Eleanor Ostrom, who has done some very cool work showing that communal resources are not best run by government, and this whole tragedy of the commons we see is not really what we've been taught all these years.
What do you mean by that?
She's been looking, for example, at in Nepal there was a community run series of water delivery systems that was working great for the indigenous people there. Government came along and wanted to set up this new water system, and it just went horribly. And she sees examples of these all over the world where resources like fishing and land grazing are actually not best run when you get government coming in and controlling them.
What? You mean those government bureaucrats don't have the same incentives to take care of things? Are you saying that they just don't care as much?
I don't know whether they don't care. They just can't do as good a job. But hey, what was kind of cool, I don't know about cool, but interesting, was that she showed that privatization, while not as good as government, still not as good as communities running it.
Mm-hmm.
But what's kind of cool, actually, is what we've always been saying is that, when you talk about free societies, they can be free to have these communal arrangements, but if you have government-controlled societies, then it's just one option, and yep. You don't get to explore different ways of looking at things.
Now, I'd be interested in what she defined privatization as, because I think that, when you take something that's run by the community or run by the government and you give it to one company, although you may see some benefits from the government running it, you probably won't see benefits from the community running it because
that's what she found out.
Well, sort of. It would just depend on what you called privatization, because
usually it means giving it to one company, giving the government service to one company.
That corporatizing things like an area for fishing or corporatizing an area for grazing actually didn't give as much benefit as the people themselves that were using the land, that their voluntary arrangements actually worked out better. And that goes back to the whole, voluntary society, and people can come to these voluntary agreements better than some kind of single person making a decision.
So you're saying this was the Nobel Prize for Economics. How many Nobel Prizes are there?
I think probably about 7 or 8.
Yeah, that's all right.
The Peace Prize, of course, confused me horribly.
Yeah. I'm glad they got a good one for the economic prize. It sounds like they made the right choice, at least in that case.
And what was kind of interesting, this was the first time a woman won the Nobel Prize in Economics. So.
Cool. Well, thanks for sharing that, Ed. Anything else you want to talk about tonight?
That's about it. Thought you
appreciate
guys
the call. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. On the whole Nobel Peace Prize thing, Lawrence Vance over at LouRockwell.com has a little story called Rush is Wrong. Now, according to Rush Limbaugh, I didn't know, and Mark, you had said you hadn't heard what the conservative commentator type guys on the radio were saying about this whole Nobel Peace Prize going to Barack Obama thing. And apparently what it is this. I mean, this is essentially the distillation of what the conservative talk host viewpoint is. And, of course, I'm saying this because all the other ones ape Rush Limbaugh, right?
They pretty much agree with him all the time.
Rush Limbaugh said this, quote, "The intent of the committee is to neuter the United States of America. They've done it by rewarding a pacifist." He's calling Barack Obama a pacifist.
I see.
So the conservative talk host viewpoint on this is that the Nobel Peace Prize, bunch of peaceniks, Barack Obama, pacifist peacenik, and right. these guys aren't warrior-like enough, even though right. they're still killing people and more people have died over in Afghanistan.
Your killer needs to be your paid chief killer needs to be a good paid chief killer and kill lots of people, and they need to speak about it loudly and forcefully. Yep. That's what he's saying. Because Barack Obama, running just as many wars, if not more, than George Bush, he hasn't really withdrawn very many troops at all from Iraq.
I think there are more going to Afghanistan.
Right. There's more being entered into Afghanistan. He's surreptitiously shoving off some off this week. And, you know, I mean, that's what he's doing. He's fighting wars. He's just talking like diplomacy is the right way to go. However, they're saber rattling on Iran for really no good reason at all. The International Nuclear Commission or whatever they are says that Iran is not making nuclear weapons. However, the United States says they are. How can these things be true? How can both of these be true? It was true, by the way, when George Bush was saying Hans Blicht was not doing a good job looking for the nuclear weapons that Saddam Hussein had. Well, George Bush didn't find them, okay? So the idea that you're going to be able to go into Iran's making nuclear weapons, it's another hoax, people.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. What we're going to talk about here is what Lawrence Vance has to say at LouRockwell.com about Rush Limbaugh's claim that Barack Obama is a pacifist. And, you know, if Rush Limbaugh says something, you're going to start to hear it from the lips of the conservative, self-identifying as conservative masses, right? They're going to just start parroting what he says.
As if it's true.
Pacifist. Well, we're going to run some of the numbers here. We're going to actually take a look at some of the hard facts, the statistics, and do a little comparison shopping between George Bush and his war in Iraq and Afghanistan versus Barack Obama and his war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And, you know, we're just going to find out if there's any truth at all to Limbaugh's claim that Barack Obama is pacifistic in any way. Of course, we already know that there's not, but it'll be interesting. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-